It's Your Health Radio, a special podcast series presented by Henry Mayo Newhall Hospital. Here's Melanie Cole.
Welcome. This is It's Your Health Radio with Henry Mayo Newhall Hospital. I'm Melanie Cole, and today we're talking about the coronavirus, an update. Joining me is Paul Mann. He's a microbiologist and board-certified infection control and a staff member at Henry Mayo Newhall Hospital. Paul, I'm so glad that you're joining us today. Tell us first, for the listeners, what is the 2019 novel coronavirus, COVID-19? Tell us what it is and what we're seeing right now.
It is a virus which is very closely related to a previous virus that we saw that earlier. That's called the SARS virus. It's related. It's an RNA virus. It mutates, and it also has some familial connection with influenza as well.
Well, I think the big question on everybody's mind is, how does it spread? Tell us a little bit about the spread of this particular virus.
Absolutely. It is spread by aerosols. When people cough or sneeze, if they sneeze it in their hands or cough in their hands, and then they shake hands, then you transmit that through contact. So that is the way it spreads are two ways, is by droplets and by contact.
So it's not floating around in the air?
It's not floating in the air. The droplets usually settle down pretty quick. They're heavier, mucus laden, so they don't really travel too far.
So if they're dropping, how long can they live on a surface? You said if someone coughs in their hand and then they shake hands. What about if somebody coughs on a train? How long would it live on the seat that they cough next to?
The surfaces, nobody really exactly knows what it is, but the general consensus is 24 hours viability on surfaces.
Wow. So tell us a little bit about who would be most at risk, because we've even heard about some deaths from young doctors. Does that reframe who we originally thought was at risk for this? Tell us about the risk factors for catching it and having complications from it.
Absolutely. The risk factors are people who have other comorbidities, people who have respiratory issues, and people who are 65 years age or above, which are seniors. Those are the people who are at risk at this time, given all the information available to us.
So what do you want us to do to prepare? I want to also ask you about what do we do if we do contract this virus. But before we do, is there anything we can do to be protecting ourselves? Should we be washing our hands more often? Should we be carrying sanitizer around with us? What should we do if we can do anything?
Actually, that's a very good question. And oftentimes I say is wash your hands frequently. And if you don't have resource for washing hands, use a hand sanitizer, number one. Number two is to maintain social distancing of at least about 3 feet distance between yourself and anyone who is coughing or sneezing. And then avoid touching eyes, nose, and mouth. Practice good respiratory hygiene. That means coughing in your sneeze, not in your hands. And if you have fever, cough, and difficulty breathing, then you seek medical care. And at all times, stay informed and follow your advice from a healthcare provider.
So you just mentioned if we have cough, fever, trouble breathing, should we be going to urgent care? Do we toddle ourselves off to the emergency room? What do we do? Because the flu is also going around, which has very similar symptoms. And so what do we do if we get these symptoms?
The best thing is to call your physician or the urgent care. Describe your symptoms before you make an appearance at that point, because you may not want to get something from other people from there, or you may not want to transmit what you got to others. So the best thing is to call the provider ahead of time.
And if we do that, they even ask us to wear masks when we come into an office if we have a cold. So is that the same with this as we're cruising around to go to the doctor if we feel we are sick to protect others?
Right. If you cannot maintain the social distancing or you get very close to a patient or at urgent care, they will usually ask you or provide you with a mask to wear. So the other people and you are also protected as well. So mask comes in handy at a very close distance.
And then what if we do contract this virus? Paul, what do we do? Do we treat it symptomatically? Is there any treatments? Would Tamiflu or any of those things help with this type of virus? What do we do?
Currently, we have no antivirals, particularly for this virus, but we are making some inroads, but currently we don't have. But it looks like it's very promising going forward. But currently, you just have to have rest and give yourself, 1 to 2 weeks of rest. In other words, the incubation period for this virus is 2 to 14 days. So in case you feel that you're not well, but at the same time, you may not have symptoms of a virus by virtue of contacting people who have traveled, give yourself a self-imposed isolation of 14 days.
This is great advice and something everyone can use. Can you please summarize for us the incubation period, some safety precautions, and what you would like us to know about COVID-19?
The incubation period is a time when the bug actually is growing, but it's not expressing itself in form of a sign or symptoms. So if somebody contacts somebody else who is positive for this COVID-19, then it will take anywhere from 2 to 14 days during the time the bug is brewing inside, but no sign or symptoms. Yet, you can still transmit the COVID-19 to others even before the symptoms show up. The best thing is to wash your hands frequently. Can't wash it, use a hand sanitizer, maintain social distancing, and in case you're experiencing fever, cough, or difficulty, seek medical care by phoning your provider ahead of time.
Thank you so much, Paul, for joining us and updating us on the latest of the coronavirus, the 2019 novel coronavirus. If you have concerns, we encourage you to check the Henry Mayo website at henrymayo.com and click on the virus link at the top of the page for more information. And that concludes this episode of It's Your Health Radio with Henry Mayo Newhall Hospital. You can also visit the free health information library at library.henrymayo.com. Please remember to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast and all the other Henry Mayo Newhall Hospital podcasts. Listeners, share this show with your friends. We all need the latest information, and we're getting it from the experts. So thank you so much for listening, and I'm Melanie Cole.